4. Environmental Science.
Now listen to a lecture related to the topic in step 1. Fill in the blanks of the note diagram below with keywords or key phrases used in the lecture.
So perhaps the most well-known example of an insecticide is DDT. Now, DDT is notorious for being an extremely dangerous chemical. It's been criticized for its toxic effects on the environment, on humans, and for its inability to completely wipe out disease. But let me remind you that, despite its downsides, DDT wasn't nearly as bad as we've been made to believe. In fact, it had several benefits. First of all, DDT can, in some cases, benefit plants and animals. Yes, DDT, when consumed in extremely large quantities, will impair or even kill an animal. But in smaller quantities, which is how it was most often found to be in the environment, it most likely just kills insects, which can spread diseases from plant to plant or animal to animal. Insect-borne diseases have been known to wipe out huge populations of species. And so, by preventing insect populations from escalating, DDT prevents certain animal and plant populations from shrinking. DDT can also benefit human health. Again, DDT can be toxic if you ingest it in large quantities, but even the World Health Organization considers it only moderately hazardous. Which means that in smaller quantities, DDT doesn't really do much at all if you happen to ingest it. Sure, there are studies that show a correlation between DDT and things like cancer or reproductive disease, but many of these studies are inconclusive. What DDT does do, though, is kill the insects that spread deadly human diseases like malaria or typhus. Such diseases have far more devastating effects on human health than DDT ever had. So, by reducing their spread, DDT in fact improves public health. Lastly, DDT has effectively combated diseases, particularly malaria, in the past. Although some mosquitoes have now developed a resistance to DDT, there are many cases in which it successfully wiped out the disease. Sri Lanka, for example, had 1.5 million cases of malaria between 1934 and 1955. 80,000 people died. The year after the country completed an extensive anti-mosquito program using DDT, only 17 cases were reported. Since then, millions of lives have been saved because of the widespread use of DDT.